It's time for the Nick Turturro I Breathe Baseball Podcast. Good luck and Godspeed.
Enthusiasms. What a mine. What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy? Baseball.
Being at the stadium once again after a long offseason.
A man stands alone at the plate. This is a time for what, Shane?
To knock it out of the park.
Right. Individual achievement. There he stands alone, but in the field, what?
We're ready to field that ball and hit a double play.
Part of a team. Bats, throws, catches, part of one big team. And welcome to the team. A brand new year, a brand new season. We're back this year with I Breathe Baseball, Nick Turturro, and my new partner in crime this year, Shane Shapiro. How are you, Shane?
It's a pleasure to be here with you, Nick. You know, I love your acting, and I know you're a big sports fan, and it's a pleasure to be on the show with you this season.
And listen, let me tell you, I just met this guy a couple of months ago, and we've bonded. He's a big baseball fan. He manages prize fights. He's from Los Angeles, California. A young guy in his 20s, was a pitcher, a big baseball fan, aficionado like me. I thought it would be fun to have, you know, the two of us bouncing off each other. And tell us a little bit about your history as a baseball historian. How old are you anyway, Shane?
I'm about to turn 23 in a few weeks.
23.
And I played my whole life, Little League, All-Stars, Pony League, and I went and played 4 years at Beverly Hills High School, and I was a catcher and a captain of the team for 3 seasons. And had so many injuries that I had to permanently retire myself and become just a fan. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
It's a tough sport. I think out of all the sports, football, basketball, I actually think baseball is the hardest because I just think, you know, the skill that you have to make it to the show is just, it's unbelievable. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. The hand-eye coordination has got to be established at a young age. And if you don't have that, I mean, it's a wrap. Seeing that ball come in, catching all different speeds and curves and changes. I mean, it's...
Right. And listen, 2016, everybody knows I'm a huge baseball fan. Everybody knows, hey, I'm a Yankee fan. Now, Shane, your team is the Dodgers,
yes,
right?
Yes. Quiet offseason. I'm ready for the season to start because it was slow this offseason.
When did you become a Dodger fan? Let me ask.
God, I probably was fed a Dodger dog coming out of the womb listening to Vin Scully on the radio.
Now, let's get on that Dodger dog. Come on. It's time. The Farmer John, it's not a great hot dog. Do you agree?
I agree. Right, so it's a lot of meat and not enough bun.
I know, but should they go with a Hebrew National or something? Come on.
Something, right? At least go to Costco, pick up some Hebrew National.
Give me
get
a better
something.
Hot dog than that. It's a beautiful stadium.
Beautiful.
It was
second oldest.
I know. Was it 1962?
Second oldest.
The year I'm born.
Right.
And I love the ballpark, but they got to up the food a little bit.
I'll take a World Series trophy.
So when did you become in the 80s?
No, I was probably early 90s.
So you haven't even tasted a championship.
Oh, yeah. I'm a diehard Laker fan, so I got a championship, 5 of them.
Who was your favorite Dodger?
Gary Sheffield.
Was it Sheffield?
I love Sheffield. When he got traded, I was so hurt. Mm-hmm. And then I got the Fred McGriff, the Kevin Brown, the Darren Dreyfurt, the Cesar Torres, Jeff Kent.
They've had a lot of stars over, and even the last few years.
Piazza.
Piazza. But there's always just been something missing. Why they haven't won a championship in the recent years? They've been very competitive. They have a big payroll. But
Good ownership.
You know, pretty good fan base. I mean, you know they are originally a New York team.
Oh, yeah, Brooklyn bred.
The Brooklyn bred, right.
Them bums.
And do you know why they left Brooklyn? Do you ever know why?
Oh, yeah, because Walter O'Malley wanted to bring baseball to the West Coast.
No, but there's a reason why they left.
Tell me.
I got to educate you.
Yeah, talk to me.
I'm here, Shane, to educate you.
Talk to me.
Listen, they couldn't get a site for the new stadium. They wanted to build another Ebbets Field. In the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
Right.
And there was a guy there who ran all the roads in New York, and he wouldn't give it to O'Malley. He wanted to put them in Queens. And he said, no, we're not the Queens. We're the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Yep.
So he got fed up with that guy, and he said, I'm going west. And he was flying around, and he looked down, and he saw
Chavez Ravine.
He got a great deal, And, you know, they broke everybody's heart by leaving Brooklyn. It's 2016. We're here to preview the season. The champions of the world, the Kansas City Royals. An interesting club, right? I mean, we could start there. We could start there with the Central. You know, growing up, the Royals were one of my arch rivals because the Yankees in the late 70s went at it with the Royals in 76,
right.
77, 78. Then finally, the Royals got over the hump in 80. I was there when George Brett hit a home run off Goose Gossage. I was also there in 76 when Chris Chambliss hit the home run in the bottom of the ninth. And this was the ALCS. They didn't have two rounds of playoffs like today. And I jumped on the field. I was in high school. I was running. I had grass in my hand. I was crying. I planted the grass in the backyard. I mean, I was a sick, diehard Yankee fan. Became a, you know, that's when it all started, like in the early 70s. And then I never thought I'd be the same. Then the Yankees got swept by the big red machine.
Right.
But that was like their champion. But I remember those Royal teams.
Well, those Royals are good now.
And
I'll
they
tell
were tough.
You. I just can't, coming back from spring training and seeing the club they got together.
And you were down there. Did you get to see the Royals?
I saw the Royals play. They played against my Dodgers on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And they're looking good.
They're looking good.
They made some small changes. They brought Alex Gordon back.
I like that.
They brought in Ian Kennedy, who was a solid pickup. They got Joakim Soria to help that already stellar bullpen, you know, with their closer. And they also got Dylan G from the Mets. Solid small pickups, not headlines, but they make good moves.
You know, the thing is, what they built was a good core.
Right.
You know, so you got the Moustakas, Hosmer. You know, Gordon.
Ventura.
Ventura.
Lorenzo Cain.
Lorenzo Cain, who's a ball player.
Animal.
Escobar, right?
Alcides Escobar.
So they could afford to lose Johnny Cueto left.
Ben Zobrist.
Zobrist, who was a nice pickup for the stretch. It was a great pickup. But I agree not giving him all that money because they still have a very good core and they can, you know, mix and match pieces. So they're gonna be tough
again.
They're
right there again.
Yeah, they're gonna be right there again. They're a fun team to watch because they kind of remind me of the Yankees in the late 90s when they were not like a bunch of stars.
Jeter, Posada, Rivera,
O'Neill,
Brocious.
You know, when the Yankees were winning, they weren't superstar, driven.
Right.
They were team driven. And now, you know, baseball's, I think it's become more of an even playing field. Don't you see that?
Absolutely.
The small markets,
the big markets.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. You got the Dodgers spending big money, and it doesn't matter. Deliver you a championship.
Who else in that division that you think could be interesting? The White Sox, they're kind of like...
I'm not impressed with them.
No.
I think the whole incident with Adam LaRoche, that was something.
That was weird.
That was handled
horribly.
What was
that about?
It was about the son not being able to be around the team, and then it was a layer of clouds. Who's taking the blame for what? I think that's just something that's going to stick them the whole season.
And he had a bad year. I mean, you know, listen, the guy was a good National League player.
Oh, my God, in the Nationals. He was great.
It's funny. Some guys, when they switch leagues, they don't always translate.
Right.
Like, some guy is a National League player versus an American League player. And there are some guys that could play in both leagues because, you know, when I was growing up...
How about one Yoenis Cespedes?
Yeah, well, he's played good in both leagues so far. Yeah, and I love him. That name, Yoenis Cespedes.
That's
I'm obsessed with that. I know, but that name, it's like a Greek goddess, Cespedes. But
right.
I got to tell you, he is kind of an odd guy, right?
Cubans, man, they deliver, but they're, you know, off the field, they're something else. You can't figure them out.
Well, a lot of talent. The Cubans, I mean, hey, listen, when I was growing up, you know, it was Puerto Ricans, Dominicans. Now you got the Cuban explosion, and they are,
I think it's just getting started.
I know.
I think they're just starting to come. They're getting paid good money. I like the Tigers this year.
I do like the Tigers.
The general manager.
Who'd they pick up? Zimmerman?
Zimmerman. They got Justin Upton. You got Miggy Cabrera and Victor Martinez in that lineup. Always solid. You know, they lose Price the year before, which I think hurt them. But, you know, I like Cleveland. Talking about starting
Cleveland
pitching. You
could
got
be
Corey
tough.
Kluber, Carrasco, you know, Danny Salazar. That's a top
three. That's good pitching.
You know, but You know, is Mike Napoli the answer at first base?
I don't know.
Rajay Davis, Marlon Byrd, Juan Uribe? You're talking about guys a little past their prime.
Yeah, but Kluber had an off year, and he's going to rebound.
I agree.
Salazar, and who's the other guy?
They got Carlos Carrasco.
Carrasco. Yeah, those are good arms. I mean, their closer, I'm not sure. Who's their closer?
It was a name. It wasn't
a
big name.
Yeah, I forget their closer. But Cleveland is, I mean, listen, Cleveland could be... You know, they might be able to contend if their pitching shows up and they have enough hitting. They still have a couple of, you know, good ball players, Kipnis, and they got Brantley. And, you know, I like their manager, too.
Francona.
Francona. You know, he's a winner, definitely right. A winner. Who else?
I think the Twins had a great year last year, but they didn't do much. You know, you got Mauer still. You're banking on that being a good season with all his back issues.
Yeah, they're a young team.
I think the Royals win that division.
Yeah, I would still say that's the Royals division. I mean, maybe the Indians, if their pitching is super, you know, I could see them. And maybe the Tigers will hang around. I don't know if the Tigers, I mean, they're still, you know, if they're healthy...
The bullpen's the question with the Tigers. You know,
K-Rod
coming in, Justin Wilson.
Well, Justin Wilson's a good pickup. Yeah. I was upset that the Yankees gave him up because I was like, wow. Then we'll get to the Yankees. They did replace him with some firepower. But Justin Wilson's a good arm. He could be...
The Tigers are a sleeper team in that division.
Yeah.
Especially with the wild card.
It's a central. I always get confused with it. You know, when I was growing up, it was the East and the West. And, right. You know, now the East, the Central, the West. Let's get to the West. Who do you like in the West?
AL West. I like the Astros.
You like the Astros again?
Talk about a young core. Yeah, you got Correa. You got Carlos Gomez. George Springer coming back.
I think they're going to be even better this year.
Oh, that's for sure. And they got Ken Giles, the Phillies closer. He's a stud.
They lost Kazmir, right?
They got Kazmir.
But they picked up from the Nationals, Fister.
Doug Fister. That could be a good comeback.
Yeah, he's a good pitcher. I mean, you know, another guy that was better in the American League. I know he struggled a little bit with the Nationals, but he always gave the Yankees. He hurt the Yankees, so he always stands out. And the Astros are a good looking team. They did lose a few guys. I mean, they lost Carter, Chris Carter. Where did Chris Carter go? Do you know? I'm still like trying to figure out where Chris Carter went. The Angels are kind of a weird team. I'm not sure.
You know, you talk about the
Angels.
Let's talk about the Angels. I'll give you a stat. All right. In 2014,
they made some bad signings.
Yeah, they went from 98 wins and close to 5 runs a game in 2014, which was first in the league. Then last year, they had a 4.08 ERA, which was 20th in Major League Baseball. You're talking about another year of Pujols.
Yeah.
Can he, you know, keep up the production? You got Angelton Simmons, who's coming in at shortstop. He's a solid defensive shortstop, but can't hit.
Yeah.
You know, and besides Trout.
Maybe a change of scenery could be good for him. I mean, Trout is a great player.
I thought they would
player.
Go and get Cespedes.
That's what I thought. You know, I mean, the Angels, they kind of have been, you know, like a team like sort of going downward, not up. I don't see, even with all the money, all the signings I think were terrible. The Hamilton signing was bad. The Pujols, I mean, given an old guy 10 years like that. You know, they lost a few other guys. I mean, they got rid of Ibar now, but...
I loved Ibar.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. They're pitching. I mean, who's their...
They got Garrett Richards. They got that kid Andrew Heaney that Dodgers traded for Howie Kendrick.
Yeah. I don't feel Jared Weaver
throwing about 78 miles per hour.
I think Texas could be back again this year. Darvish is returning.
Full year of Hamels.
And you got Hamels... And they got some players over there. Besides Beltre, they got some other players that are like, I mean, you know, there's some guys on that team that got some spunk and some young guys. I don't got the roster right in front of me, but they impressed me against the Blue Jays. They almost took the Blue Jays. Yeah. That classic game last year in the, you know.
They had a great second half last year.
I know. Awesome.
How about the Mariners?
The Mariners are another team that I think will be better this year. They will
be
better.
Talking about Jerry DePoto, who's comfortable with the division, came from the Angels. They got 10 new players to their 25-man roster, which kind of concerns me. They overpay for Iannetta. You got Adam Lind at first base.
Mm-hmm.
They still got a core in Kyle Seager, Leonis Martin.
But they should be improved. They underachieved last year. So you say the Mariners... The Rangers are going to be tough.
The Astros,
which was probably the team to beat.
The A's are going to be irrelevant this season.
Yeah.
Besides Sonny Gray. I mean,
Sonny Gray. And I love the A's. I'm like a closet A fan from the early 70s. I love their jerseys. It's a shame that they were dismantled, you know, with guys that were not that expensive. I never understood why they dumped Cespedes that one year. And then they dumped Donaldson and all these. There's more to the story than we know, because
I think this stadium has a big thing to do with it. How long are they going to stay at that stadium? It's time for an upgrade.
They gotta get them. You know, it's a dump, but it's a fun place to go watch a game.
Right.
It's still like you're just watching a baseball game. And the Oakland A's, they were a fun team, and now they're like, they cleaned house. I wouldn't be shocked if they compete a little bit, because they always have a way of finding
the next guy,
you know. But, you know, listen, we'll go to American League East
let's
now.
Let's talk about your Yankees.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, American League East is not an easy pick, because you got the Red Sox, which I think is going to be a much better team.
I agree.
They had a bad year, but they have a lot of good young players. Mookie Betts,
Xander Bogaerts.
Bogaerts is a good player.
Ruth Sneakastio.
Jackie Bradley Jr. finally started showing, and Pedroia will be healthy. Ortiz last year. They picked up Price, who's a good regular season pitcher.
Right.
He's never done nothing in the postseason.
Clayton Kershaw.
I don't know if I would have given this guy seven. Some of these contracts still like
Greinke.
Seven. Yeah, I mean, Grant, that's another story, but
added Craig Kimbrell to the back of that
rotation. Craig Kimbrell, I like. They needed that.
Carson Smith, another good reliever.
They're going to be tough. The Red Sox are going to be, the Orioles got they added a lot of power. They brought back Chris Davis. They got Trumbo.
Alvarez.
So, and Buck Showalter, good manager. I think the Orioles will be competitive.
I think the rotation is going to be trouble, because they were the second worst last year. You got Ubaldo Jimenez, Kevin Gausman.
Yeah, I don't know about their starting pitcher. That's my problem with the Yankees. I mean, the Yankees still, they got some old guys and they got some young guys. I like the pickup with, Castro. I think that was a good pickup.
I agree.
They picked up this guy Hicks. I don't know. They got rid of a backup catcher who I really liked, and
they traded him to the Twins for the center fielder.
This Hicks guy.
Right.
I think the Yankees have too many players that are similar, like Ellsbury and Gardner. They're like the same player.
Is Sabathia back for another season?
I think Sabathia is on his last legs.
What can you get from A-Rod and Teixeira?
I mean, A-Rod, he could still be a productive player. And if Teixeira stays healthy, he was having a good year. And this is going to be his final year. The Yankees are waiting for these contracts. They're going to probably sign Bryce Harper.
I could see that. Or Strasburg.
And, yeah. And the Yankees starting pitching may be better than people think. Severino. Is good. Nate Eovaldi, if Nova has been looking good this spring. I mean, Sabathia may not even, who knows? Because of his contract, he might be
him.
A fifth starter, or maybe a guy that you could use out of the bullpen. I mean, I always thought if he could have, reinvented himself as a starting pitcher or something like kind of an off speed, but he hasn't made that transition. But listen, let's face it. If they can get five innings, six innings, now with Chapman coming out for 30 games.
But you got Betances, Andrew Miller.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, really, on paper, you still got to do it in the field. So the Yankees are like, they could be really, really good, or they could be like really mediocre. So I'm hard to say. I'm not sold yet on them. I'm not going to say they're going to compete. But we'll see if the starting pitching is. If the starting pitching is decent, with that bullpen, they're going to be there. They're going to be close. I mean, listen, all you got to do is get in, I will say one thing. I don't like this one wild card thing. I think that's got to go. If I would make like at least a 3-game series.
I agree.
Even I have an idea, shorten the season a little bit. Instead of 162, make it 150. Have another real round of playoffs. If you're going to water it down, then do it right.
I agree with you.
You play 162 for one stupid game. Look at the Pirates last year. You tell me they deserve to be out after they won 99 games. I mean, it's just wrong. The Cubs won, and then, all right, everybody was jumping on the Cubs bandwagon. The Cubs still haven't won anything. But
I'm going to tell you about the Cubs, though.
Yankees were going to lose.
That's my preseason pick for the World Series.
But I know. I knew the Yankees were going to lose because, they're facing the bearded guy.
Dallas Keuchel.
Keuchel. And I said, we're done. I was like, I couldn't bet against them because, I could make money bet against the Yankees because I know when they're going to lose. But my heart tells me, I'm not a businessman that way. So You know, but I would get rid of that. That aggravates me. Oh, the one game. I'm like, whip-de-doo. You know, baseball is not a one and out sport. You know, the only time we saw that was, you know, when I was a kid in 78. That was a different story.
A play-in?
That was, no, they won 100 games. Them and the Red Sox, they had to play a game to win the
right.
So that I understood.
Yeah, but you're qualifying for the postseason. Let's make it three games.
Let's make it three. At least the best out of three.
Rob Manfred better be listening to this.
Hey,
let's
Rob,
make it three.
Come on. Let me be your special assistant, please. You could use a guy like me and Shane in the wings, right, bud?
Let's make it three, please. Let's just make it. It's right. A non-issue.
Let's go over to the National League. We got the Cubs, who you said you love.
That's my preseason pick.
I know, but you know, they haven't still won anything. They haven't won anything.
I agree.
Listen,
but look at who they added. They got some good fits to that team.
I know.
You already got the young core with Schwarber and Rizzo and Bryant coming back for another year. I love the Jason Hayward pickup.
Right.
I like the Ben Zobrist pickup. That's a former Joe Maddon guy in
Tampa.
I like John Lackey and Adam Warren for that Starlin Castro trade. I love all the pieces.
Yeah, they're good pieces. I mean, they're good. I think they're a playoff team. I mean, but the Pirates, I think, could be right there with them too.
The Pirates are there. You know, you're talking about a new generation, I guess. Alvarez, Walker, AJ Burnett, all gone. Then you got David Freese, Vogelsong, John Neese coming in. You got the Korean kid. Gong, who
I still
hurt
like
himself.
I like their core with McCutcheon, Harrison. I like the Pirates. I mean, the Pirates always a fun team. I'm glad to see them being a really good team again in the Cubs. I mean, and then the Cardinals, they're always the
consistency.
Cardinals. They're always going to be a tough club. You know, you can never write off the Cardinals.
They added Mike Leake. That was a great pickup.
You got
Wainwright, Garcia in the rotation.
Right.
Carlos Martinez was a Cy Young candidate at one point.
Cardinals are a class organization.
Always.
You know, and they know how to win. They know how to win. I mean, you like the Mets again? What are you thinking about the Mets?
I like the Mets. I'm worried about the offense. That's the best rotation in baseball. You're talking about young rotation, Syndergaard, Harvey, Wheeler, Steven Matz.
You can't bet against that. And you're right. Their offense is suspect. If that's the one thing that might take them down. But, I mean, with that pitching, how could they not make the playoffs? You know what I mean? Unless they have some really bad injuries. But that pitching is filthy.
Oh, it's depth. And then, you got Bartolo Colon still there. Plug-in, spot star, experience. I mean, how can you not like that?
What about the Nationals? You think they'll rebound?
I'm worried about the Nationals. The Nationals are worrying me. I'll tell you why. They got David Murphy, but they overpaid for him.
He's a good solid hitter.
They got Lucas Giolito, who I played against in high school at Harvard Westlake, throwing 100 miles per hour. And now he's going to be coming up. He's the number one top prospect. He'll be coming in. Trey Turner, who they got from the Padres at shortstop. So you got the little mix of the young players with the veterans like Murphy and Bryce Harper another season, Strasburg, Gio Gonzalez. You know, the Papelbon's back for another year.
Yeah, Papelbon. Hopefully he doesn't choke Harper again.
Oh, yeah. So that's a domestic incident.
But, I mean, that division is kind of weak when you think about it. You got the Braves, you know, a young team. The Phillies, who are young, who could be better than people are saying.
The Phillies are going to be a rebuild project. I
like that guy, Franco.
Michael Franco.
He could hit.
Oh, that third baseman.
That guy can hit, man.
They got some young guys coming up. I'll give you some names. J.P. Crawford's a shortstop. Nick Williams, an outfielder. Jake Thompson and Mark Apple. They got from the Astros.
None of these names I know, but they will be. Yeah, but they will be. Like the Braves. The Braves probably have a slew of young guys.
Braves made a lot of moves, except for Freddie Freeman. He's the last. He's Tom Hanks, the castaway.
To have somebody to build around, and Freddie Freeman's a good guy that way. I mean, I'm gonna be able to see the Braves I guess they had to.
Well, they're moving into the new ballpark after this season, they're gonna contend. They traded Shelby Miller after 1 year to the Diamondbacks. They got Dansby Swanson, the number one overall pick from him.
Speaking of the Diamondbacks going over to the West, I mean, you got Greinke now, Shelby Miller, that other left handed kid, what's his name, Corbin.
Patrick Corbin coming off of Tommy John.
They got a good staff, right? I mean, what do you think? I mean, the Diamondbacks might overtake the Dodgers or the
Giants?
It's
possible. But beyond Goldschmidt and A.J. Pollock, can those guys be consistent for a full year? Can they put together a lineup?
You still got to see it. What about the Dodgers? I mean, do you think with a new manager now, are you worried?
I love Dave Roberts. He was one of my favorite Dodgers growing up. I loved him in center field, number 30.
Did you not like Mattingly?
I was not a Mattingly fan. I know right. he was a Yankee.
He
didn't have control over his team. It just seemed like with all the veterans.
Was he too nice, you think?
He was too nice. And then he isolated, you know, Andre Ethier to the bench when he was performing. And then, I mean, right now, the injuries are horrible. We made no moves this offseason. You know, listen, you can argue that Greinke would have been too old
but
in
you
a few
still
years.
Got some young studs coming up. Seager's going to be a
Seager
nice player.
Seager is going to be unbelievable.
Right?
Seager's going to be unbelievable. You got the kid, Julio Urias, the 19-year-old Mexican kid. He is going to be something special. He's right. the next Fernando, they're saying. And I saw him pitch, and he's the real deal. Mm. You got Kazmir. You got Brett Anderson coming back. McCarthy's coming off Tommy John. You know, this team is an Andrew Friedman team. And I'm not sure if I'm buying his strategy from a small market to a big market. And people sound that sounds ignorant. But I think you still need to build around by adding pieces and showing your fan
base. You
think
Puig maybe will be
I think Puig bounces back.
He's got a lot of talent.
He's a Bo Jackson if he plays up to it. He lost 30 pounds. He looked great in spring training. He was flying around.
I look for him to come back. I do. He's just
comeback player of the year.
Yeah, and maybe Peterson could finally, you know.
Peterson puts together two halves. You're talking about that. You're talking about our injuries in the infield. Howie Kendrick. You got Justin Turner at third. Who I love Turner.
Solid. I like him.
Seager. Adrian Gonzalez is always good every year. Grandal behind the plate.
They're going to be solid. They're going to be a good. I mean, the Giants probably will rebound a little bit. They made some pickups.
You
they
add
got Cueto.
You add Samardzija coming in.
Samardzija.
Can Kane come back healthy? You got Bumgarner.
Bumgarner's an animal. You know that. And I mean, you know.
They put together bullpen every year.
Yeah, that's. You can never sleep on the Giants. That's a championship team.
Three rings
three
in 5 years.
Three championships. You
in
know.
5 years.
I know. You know, I mean, and never know, Matt. And Pence. You know, love him.
He's a ball player, isn't he?
Yeah, he is a ball player. That's a real baseball
Hunter
player.
Hunter Pence.
Are you excited, 2016?
I think this year is going to be a special year. It's going to be something you haven't seen. You're going to see races competitive towards the end, and that's why we need that three-game.
I still haven't, like, gotten the bug yet. I'm excited, but I'm like, you know, I think I just need, like...
You need to be at the ballpark.
I need to be at the ballpark. I need to see the regular season. I was trying to get more pumped up for spring training. I usually do, but, you know, as you're getting older, you just feel like...
It's another year.
It's just another year. It becomes so commercial. But then once the season starts... Once you get out there, you know, there's nothing like a baseball
game. Of baseball.
It's the best thing, right?
Because 90 feet.
You could talk to anybody, right? I mean, we're gonna have a lot of fun this year. We're gonna cover topics. We're gonna have interesting guests. We're gonna have all kinds of things going on. That's why, you know, I'm bringing in a partner in crime here because we need that interaction. I can't just be here yelling and talking by myself for 30 minutes, 40 minutes a week, right, Shane?
Well, stay tuned also because we're going to be a presence on social media this season.
And we're going to go around. We're going to go around. We might do one here. We might do one from outside the park. So we're going to have real fans, real ball players. We're going to mix in. We're going to make the show, you know, we're going to take it to another level this year. I Breed Baseball. All right. It's been a pleasure today. I'm excited. I'm glad you're excited. We're all excited. So, hey, with that excitement, yes, tune in. Check us out. We're for real. I Breed Baseball. Nick DeToro.
Shane Shapiro. Thanks for listening.
We'll check next week with you at the beginning of the season. We're out.
Peace.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.